Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I come to you on this morning, a couple of days before Valentine's Day, thinking about love. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Quite often, these verses are read at weddings, and appropriately so. It's a description of what love is, and hopefully every wedding is founded and grounded in love. But it's interesting to note that 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, was written to a church divided, to a church that was not getting along, to a church that needed to hear that actually the way that they will be able to reconcile and be one church unified in the name of Jesus Christ is through the love of God, and to understand what love actually is. Valentine's Day is the day after tomorrow. It's a day we focus on love, and that's great. It's great to share our love and express our love to those we know and care about, to our significant others, our spouses, our partners, our family members. And it's good to have one day for that, for sure. Call it a Hallmark holiday if you must. But as Christians, every day should be a day that we focus on love. And not just the love of our spouse or our partner or our children, but the love of all of God's creation. The love that requires us to reconcile with those that we disagree with. The love that allows us to see our unity, our similarity through Christ's love one for another. On Valentine's Day, the symbol of love is a heart. It's a beautiful symbol. It's a beautiful reminder. But for us as the church, the body of Christ, followers of Jesus Christ, the symbol of love is the cross. A reminder that God loves us so much, that God gave his one and only Son, that all who might believe in him may not perish but have eternal life, that we may receive the gift of everlasting life through God's love. And it's through that same love that we can see the best in one another, that we can be truly one church and have an impact in the world around us where love seems to be in short supply, and not focus upon it only on the 14th of February, or only on Sunday, or Easter, or Christmas. But every day should be Valentine's Day, should be a day that we express our love for God and for one another. Let's head out in love today and every day, for God loves you. Take care.